Sean Gilman needed 3 vehicle title transfers, and he needed them urgently. He says he's used to just walking into Ketchikan's Division of Motor Vehicles office and being done in 15 minutes. But this time, that wasn't an option.
I just really wish they had somebody here. It's kind of like the lifestyle you choose living on an island that only has access to limited things, you know, but it is kind of an inconvenience.
There wasn't anyone on staff who could process the transfer. So Gilman was left with 2 choices. He could mail in paperwork to the DMV headquarters in Anchorage and wait weeks for it to get back, or he could wait for the Ketchikan office to start offering those services again. But he needed the transfers done now, he says. So he decided to make a trip to the Craig DMV on Prince of Wales Island, spending over 8 hours just to get there and back.
I didn't want to wait around for a maybe, so I just decided to go ahead and just get it done.
And he's not alone in his problem. Alaska House Representative Dan Ortez says he's been hearing lots of concern from his constituents. He says they've been reaching out to his office, calling his cell, even stopping him in the street.
I was hearing more about this particular issue than any other issue. That's been the number one issue for the community of Ketchikan, is lack of services available to them at the DMV office.
Right now, the Ketchikan office can process non-commercial driver's license and ID card transactions, says DMV Deputy Director Jenna Wright. But the majority of services are limited or unavailable at the office, including road tests and title transfers. And it's been that way for over a month.
The Ketchikan office has 2 full-time employees. Both of those employees coincidentally left the DMV in June.
Wright says 1 new employee was hired in early June and is currently in training. For now, the DMV is trying to fill the gaps. She says an employee from the Anchorage office recently came down to Ketchikan for a week to offer road tests and commercial licensing services. As for the other vacancy, she says they're actively recruiting for another hire.
We plan to immediately screen all of those applicants, schedule interviews, and hire somebody just as quickly as humanly possible. It's very important to us to not only help the current employee who's just started, but also to be able to offer more services to Ketchikan.
In the meantime, Wright says most DMV services are available online. As for things that need an ink signature, like title transfers, she says the DMV will expedite processing for Ketchikan residents who mail in their paperwork.
Just because there isn't somebody in the office that can process that transaction, it doesn't mean that DMV services are completely cut off.
Teenagers who need a road test for a driver's license are stuck waiting, though Wright says not for much longer. She estimates non-commercial tests will resume in August, and commercial licensing will be available in early September. But some people, like Gilman, who island hopped for a title transfer, couldn't wait that long for services. Still, Gilman says he hopes people stay patient with the new employees.
I just hope that when the new person gets in, they're not too overwhelmed, because there's a lot of people waiting and a lot of people hoping, but there's going to be a lot of people super happy that they got somebody there.
There's a joke that nobody ever wants to be at the DMV, but in Ketchikan...
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be happy going to the DMV this time.
For many people, though, that moment will have to wait. Wright, the DMV official, says she expects Ketchikan's DMV office to be back to normal by the end of September. That's 2 months away. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Molly Lubers.